didn't come qurbatan ila Allah. They didn't come to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? They came so that they can please Fir'aun and gain something from dunya. Maybe money, maybe position, maybe a piece of land. Yeah? Maybe some jewelries. Okay? But they were also very clever as far as business is concerned. They said, Fir'aun now must be in great need. And this is why he has asked us to come from all over. He needs us desperately. If we win Musa, and Fir'aun wins this conflict, this battle, he may forget us. Or he may, you know, give us little. Now that he needs us is the best time to fix the amount. We have to fix the amount now. Okay? So they said to Fir'aun, this is mentioned twice in the Quran, in Surah A'raf, verse 113 and 14, and Surah Shu'ara, verses 41 and 42. In Surah A'raf, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجاء السحرة فرعون. Magicians came to Fir'aun. Fir'aun doesn't go to magicians. They come to Fir'aun, yeah? قالوا. Then they said, إن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين. Is there any reward, any payment for us if we are the winners, if we manage to overcome? Is there any ajr, any reward for us? And also they use lots of ta'akid. Enna, la ajran. Lam is for ta'akid, enna is for ta'akid. So they said, if we manage to become winners. Why they didn't say, definitely we are winners? They say, if we are winners. Why they didn't say, if we are winners?
Because they knew they want to show it's difficult, so they try hard, so they gain more.
Yeah, maybe they had doubt themselves, or maybe they didn't have doubt, but they wanted, as you said, they wanted to say, we are doing something very important, maybe we lose, maybe we win, you know, to make themselves, you know, nearer to the heart of Fir'aun. If we manage to win, it's very difficult, but let's see, you know, some people, when they want to do something for you, they do it like this, you know, say, let me see if I can do this, you know. So, Fir'aun said, Qala na'am, said, yes, of course, wa innakum la min al-muqarrabin. And you are truly one of those who are close to me. Inshallah, I will explain more carefully what is muqarrab. But for the time being, we say just those who are close to me. In Surah Shu'ara, it's very similar, but with some changes. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةَ. When the magicians came, قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ. They told Fir'aun, إِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Is there any reward for us if we are the winners? So it shows that they had a meeting with Fir'aun before meeting Musa and everyone in the public. So there must be a private meeting with Fir'aun. قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. The same thing. Fir'aun's statement is the same. Yes, and you are one of those who are muqarrab. Of course, if you win. What does this conversation indicate? It's a very important conversation. This conversation shows that there are two levels of relation with someone who is happy with you, with someone who wants to give you something. The lower level that you have done something for him, he appreciates, and in return, he gives you back something as a kind of wage, as a kind of payment, as a kind of compensation, okay? For example, you have worked few hours, few days for him. He gives you some money, he gives you some jewelry. So it's a matter of doing something in return. Maybe he gives you more than what you deserve, but still it is based on what you have done. Okay? So you do something, he gives you something, and then it's finished. We have a higher level. And that is when you are considered as muqarrab. If someone is working for Fir'aun, Fir'aun gives him salary. Fir'aun gives him some money, some dress, whatever. But among them, there are people who prove their loyalty to Fir'aun. They prove that they really love Fir'aun, they are devoted to him. Then those are the people that for them, Fir'aun doesn't sign a contract and says, this is your salary. He says, this is the checkbook. You sign and you cash it. إِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Don't speak with me about payment. نعم means yes, payment is there. But says, no, go higher. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. I am giving you another level of relation with me. You will be one of those few people, one of those, you know, select number of people that they are very close to me, close to my heart. If a person is muqarrab to Fir'aun, what can he do and what can he expect? You have to understand these points very carefully, because we want them to use this for understanding the relation between a person who is muqarrab to Allah. When a person is muqarrab to Fir'aun, he has few rights. First, he can meet Fir'aun easily. If you work for Fir'aun, can you say, I want to meet Fir'aun, this is my right? No. Millions of people may work for him. He cannot see everyone. You have done something, go to my cashier or go to, I don't know, bank, or we transfer online to you. Don't expect to see me. Yeah? Seeing me is something more. You have done something, okay, go and get it. But if someone is muqarrab, he can see Fir'aun without difficulty. Not only he would be given one chance of seeing Fir'aun, a person who's muqarrab can see Fir'aun many times. Whenever Fir'aun has reception, whenever has, you know, gathering, anytime he wants to mention something to Fir'aun, he can ask for audience with Fir'aun, and he will be granted permission, because he is one of those very special people. Even the guards, the security, they know that this is muqarrab to Fir'aun. I have to give him permission, or at least I have quickly to say to Fir'aun that he has requested a meeting. Because if I don't, you know, treat him nice, he can complain to Fir'aun. Yeah, because he's muqarrab to Fir'aun. Yeah. You know, if for example, you know, the wife of the boss phones, even if he's in a meeting, you have to tell him that, you know, your wife is, because then in the night she can complain. So at least you have to say your wife phoned. So if someone is muqarrab, either is given permission to meet immediately, or at least has to be reported with respect, with politeness, you know, the first available time. Another thing is that a muqarrab is the one who is not given just a fixed payment. When Pharaoh wants to give, when a king wants to give to people who are close to him, he doesn't say, how much he has done for me, how many hours, no. He shares with him many things. When there is, you know, happy occasion, gives them jewelries, gives them, you know, dress, gives them money. If there is a land that he wants to distribute, everything starts with muqarrabin. If this muqarrab has a problem, has a need, says to the king, and the king gives him. Even people who are not muqarrab, when they know someone is muqarrab, what do? They say, could you please mention our request to the king? You are muqarrab to him. First of all, I cannot make sure that my message reaches him. And even if it reaches him, who cannot, you know, accept everything people tell him? He may not trust me. Okay? Or even if he trusts me, maybe he doesn't have enough love for me. But if you ask him, he will listen because he loves you. You are muqarrab. He trusts you and he loves you. So for your sake, he may give me. Okay? So this is another thing that a muqarrab can do. He can intercede. He can do shafa'ah for people. Okay? So, based on this, we can now realize what happens to a person who is muqarrab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not for ordinary people. Ordinary people, they do something for Allah and Allah rewards them. Mu'mineen, believers, they do something and Allah rewards them. Of course, his reward is great. His reward is generous. Yeah, is azim, is kareem, is hasan, is ghayru mamnoon. He's very generous in his reward, but still it's reward. Okay? If I say that I give you this much for the work you have done for me, this means that this is in return to what you have done. I can give you more than the market, you know, rate. I can give you 10 times more, but still it's based on what you have done. But a person who is muqarrab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives him without measure. بغير حساب. There is no measure. Also, this person can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His du'as are not blocked. Please remember this point. The du'a of muqarrab to Allah is never blocked. He can always call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his du'a is answered. This person is trusted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah gives him power that he doesn't give to other people. Because if Allah gives that power to other people, they may misuse. But Allah gives power to the people who don't misuse. If a power is coming from Allah, not the worldly power. If it is coming from Allah, Allah gives to the people who don't misuse it. If Allah gives knowledge to someone, that person must prove that he is not misusing that knowledge. Unfortunately, there are people that when they know something, either by, you know, doing some especially, you know, things, you know, some exercises, they come to know some of the secrets of people, then they misuse. But if someone is given this knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not misuse. Also, a person who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be only concerned about himself. He tries to help other people. He does shafa'ah for other people. He wants to help other people. And people also go to him and ask for intercession. So, muqarrab to Allah is a person who has reached this level of nearness to Allah, that he can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can ask for anything, not because of doing something and being paid. He can intercede for other people, he can ask Allah and his dua is answered. And this is something that happens to the people who are able to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a beautiful hadith. You are all maybe familiar with this hadith. Hadith of Qurb Nawafil. This hadith I have mentioned in the book Self-Knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, none of my servants has got close to me with anything that I love more than wajibat, more than fara'id. So the first thing to do to become muqarrab is to perform your wajibat. Okay? This is the first thing. After doing wajibat, then you do nawafil, recommended actions, mustahabbat. Wajibat are very important, but mustahabbat are very powerful. Do you understand the difference? Unfortunately, some people do mustahabbat and they are careless about their wajibat. This doesn't work. But if you do wajibat, and then you do something that Allah says is not obligatory, and you do it out of love, this has great impact. Because wajib, you have to do it. How can I prove to someone that I love him? I can only prove when I do something which is not obligatory for me. Yeah? For example, if I am employed to work 8 hours a day, by working 8 hours, I cannot prove to my boss that I love him. But if I come in 1 hour earlier and go 1 hour later, then I can prove that I love him. When I start salat with wajibat and end with wajibat and say khuda hafiz, I cannot prove my love to Allah. But if I go there, you know, earlier, few minutes, then after salat, some ta'qibat, and then I leave, then I can say, alhamdulillah, I have been able to show my love to Allah. When I do nawafil, that's the time that I can say to Allah that I love him. Because nawafil are not wajib. So hadith says, la yazal yataqarrabu ilayya abdi bin nawafil hatta uhibbah. He constantly comes closer and closer to me by doing nawafil till I love him. So by doing this nawafil, of course, on the basis, on the foundation which you have laid by wajibat. Okay, if you don't have wajibat, you don't have foundation. You build on something that can collapse. First wajibat, then on that you build nawafil. Hatta uhibbah, till I love him. Fa'idha ahbabtuhu, then when I love him, kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bih, I become his ear by which he can listen. I become his eyes, basarahu alladhi yabsuru bih, لِسَانَهُ الَّذِي يَنْتَقُ بِهِ, I become his tongue by which he speaks. وَيَّدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتَشُ بِهَا, I become his hand by which he holds or he can, you know, do something. إِنْ دَعَانِي أَجَبْتُهُ, If he calls me, I answer. وَإِن سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ. If he asks me, I give him. In my understanding, this حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ is the turning point. That is when you are مُقَرَّب. You start getting closer and closer, but you are not still مُقَرَّب. You know, any good action that you do, any salat you do, any fasting, any charity, any teaching for the sake of Allah, anything good that you do for the sake of Allah, takes you closer. But still you are not able to say that this person is muqarrab. There must be a point that all these build and then there is a substantial change. Like what? If you put a kettle of water on fire, temperature goes higher and higher, okay? But you don't see any change. It's just going higher. Then there is a turning point. When it reaches a certain temperature, if you manage to keep on going and reaching that point, if the fire is not, you know, extinguished, then you see it starts boiling. This is a change. Okay? So, لا يزال يتقرب إلي عبدي بالنوافل. He's getting closer, closer, closer. حتى أحبه. Till I love him. This is where a change has happened. So change in quantity has led to change in quality. Okay? You know, like for example, many things. Every day you learn something, alhamdulillah. Every day you go to Hoza, you learn something. But to become an alim, you have to keep learning, 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 till a change happens. It's not that, you know, by few days or few months you become alim. Some people, unfortunately, think that like this. They say, you know, they go a few months to Rome or Najaf, they become alim. No. It's a matter of few years, if not few decades. But every day you have to learn something. Every day. And then, inshallah, a change happens. So, Allah says, لَا يَزَالْ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. Till I love. Now I have a question. Doesn't Allah love everyone? Doesn't Allah love the people who have done their wajibat and some nawafil but still have not reached this point? What does it mean? It says hatta uhibba. The answer is Allah loves everyone. But you know, Allah is honest. Allah's love is also honest. Okay? For some people, Allah loves them, but He has to exclude. He says, I love you, but you have 100 problems. I don't love those things. You have bad habits, you have bad akhlaq, you have bad practices. I love you, but I cannot say I love these things.
Sorry,
yes. When is Azan? Ah, okay. Okay, so, just quickly. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some people has reservations. Okay? For some people, Allah says, I have one problem with you. For some people, Allah has two problems. For some people, Allah has more problems than positive points. And some people like the son of Nuh, it seems that so much bad has been done that as if there is nothing good left. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Okay, so some people خَلَتُ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخِرَ سَيِّعًا. Some they have mixed, but some people have only bad. But these people are the people that Allah loves them without any reservation. When someone is mahbub, if Habib is a beloved of Allah, it means that this person has managed to get rid of those vices, those vicious qualities and vicious acts that Allah doesn't love. Still he can grow, still he can become better. But he's not a person who lies, he's not a person who does zulm, he's not a person who is annoying other people, he's not a selfish person, okay? But still he has maybe lots of things to improve. So this is the turning point. This is where a person becomes muqarrab. Inshallah, next week we'll explain more based on this hadith and some verses of the Quran, that what a muqarrab is and what he can, you know, expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be with muqarrabin in dunya and akhirah. And inshallah, if there is any potential, anything within us, make us also one of those muqarrabin, inshallah. But at least to be with them, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.